continuing in the mitzvah of Seif Shabbos. So there's one particular mitzvah that we have to perform during the course of the week, which is very much linked to Shabbos, and that's the requirement of being Mavis Sedra, the Din of Shnei Mikra V'Yachatagam, so that we speak a little bit about it, as it relates somewhat to Kriyas HaTorah and the general of davening in Shabbos. So the source for the concept of Shnei Mikra V'Yachatagam, the idea of being Mavis Sedra, comes from the Gemara Maseches Brachos, and the first of the Ma'amah Komos, the Gemara Brachos of Chesam and Aleph, Amra Huna by Yehuda, Amra Ami, La'olam Yashlim, Adam Pashiosav, Imatzibor, Shnai Mikra V'Yachatagam. The person should always try to complete the Parsha together with the laning of the Tzibor. We'll see exactly what the parameters of that statement are. And the way to perform the mitzvah properly is Shnai Mikra V'Yachatagam, that for to read the Kriyas HaTorah twice, and to read the Targum, which again we'll figure out what that means in a moment, but at least the simple translation of Targum here means the official Aramaic translation of the Chumash. So one is supposed to make sure to do this every week. The two times Mikra, one time Targum. A few of Torahs, the Divon, the Gemara singles out Sukkim, which don't have any real Targum to them. I mean, the Targum in it just means to translate just the words. So a Torahs, the Divon means a Torahs, the Divon. So Abba Bichet, a person shouldn't think that even though this passage doesn't have any great deep translation to it, so one would think one doesn't have to say the Shnei Mikra V'Yachatagam. No, you have to say even the Pesukim, which just say the names. Shekol HaMashah Pashiyosev Imatib Ma'arich Lo Yom V'Shnosev. So just in case it wasn't enough that the Gemara said that one is required to do this, the Gemara says it's a school also. It's a good school for Arichas Yom. So people are running after all kind of funny schools which don't have a source in Chazal, so at least you do the ones that Chazal say. So Chazal promised you get Arichas Yom, whatever that means exactly. First he gets Arichas Yom V'Shonim for performing the mitzvah of Shnei Mikra V'Yachatagam properly. So we'll try to discuss a little bit tonight what exactly are the parameters of Shnei Mikra V'Yachatagam. So the phrase Mikra is obvious. Mikra, of course, means the Pesukim of the Chumash. What exactly does Targum mean? So the simple reading of Targum means the Aramaic translation. So it comes Tosus in the second of the Ma'amar Komos, Tosus in Brachas of Chesam and Aleph, and Tosus raised the following shaila. Shnei Mikra V'Yachatagam, Yesh Mefarshim, V'Hu Adin, Le'Lo'azos Belash, Alehen, Havi kamo targum shemefarish lepa'amim. Ki kamo shetargum mefarish l'amaratim kachim mevinim itochalaz. So comes Tosfos and says that what if it's not the official Aramaic translation? What if it's in another language? It's in Yiddish, it's in English, it's in Spanish, whatever language that you understand. So maybe that's good enough. So all a person has to do is be Mavis Sedra. He reads the Pesukim and Chumash twice. Then he reads the Oscar English translation. So would one say that that's good? So Tosfos calls Yesh Mefarshim, some say, yeah, that's good enough, but there's no Halacha Moshe Sinai, there's no official Takonas HaChomim, there has to be Dafka Aramaic translation. Any translation is good enough. So Valona Yira, so comes Tosfos and says, no, he doesn't think that that's true. Sharei HaTargum Mefarish, B'masha Ein Lumo Min HaIvri. This Targum is not just a translation, Targum is a commentary also, that the Targum adds things to the text, things that we wouldn't necessarily have figured out for the text itself. So it's not just Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, it just translates Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, but it adds something. Very often it adds something. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shnei Mikra V'Yachatagam, one would have to do the official Targum, because only the official Targum is not just a translation, but it adds an actual commentary as well. Kibyashkan Mechameduchti, the Gemara says in several places, that the Targum added something. Then Rav Yosef, Umali Targum Adakra, Le'adana Maika Amma, the Rav Yosef said that if not for the Targum of this particular Pasuk, I wouldn't have understood the Pasuk. So the Targum added something. It gave some traditional interpretation of the Pasuk, more than just a simple literal translation. So it's interesting that it's Rav Yosef, who was the one who's quoted as the one who was giving a lot of Shevach to the Targum. So Tosfos points out at the beginning of Bava Kamma that in many places in Shas, when the Gemara quotes a Targum of a Pasuk, the Gemara quotes Rav Yosef. So my high, why does the Gemara quote Rav Yosef? So Tosfos quotes one opinion that says that we know that Rav Yosef was blind. So there's a whole discussion, we spoke about this in the past, about Dvar Shebichsav, Yet HaRosh Al Olam V'Alpeh, whether a person is permitted to say Pesukim Ba'alpeh. So Tosfos claims that maybe the reason why Rav Yosef was the expert in Targum was since he was blind, he wasn't allowed to say the Pesukim themselves, because he couldn't read, he couldn't see the Pesukim. So mainly he had to learn just the Targum. So he became so proficient in Targum, that's that he was the one who was constantly quoting the Targum Ba'alpeh, because he couldn't quote the Pesukim Ba'alpeh. So Tosfos at the end of the day rejects that. Tosfos says it's not true. That even though there is a halacha that the Dvarim Shebichsav Yet HaRosh Al Olam V'Alpeh, the Tosfos says he doesn't think that it applies to a Suma. It doesn't apply to a blind person. Because Eis Lasos L'Hashem Eferus HaRasecha, the Gemara says, in Masechet Gittin, that these halachas of Dvarim Shebichsav and Dvarim Shebichsav, that you have to keep the Dvarim Shebichsav, and the Tarshim Apeba Alpeh. So this only applies under normal circumstances. Let's say you reach a time where we're afraid everyone's going to forget the Torah. If you keep the whole Tarshim Apeh Alpeh, so no one's ever going to remember anything, so then you have a special heter to write down the Tarshim Apeh. The Gemara says that was the source for why we wrote down the Mishnayos and the Gemara, we write down the Tzibarim, we write down Tarshim Apeh Arayam Azeh. So the Gemara says that's based on the special exerts across the special din of Eislas of Tashem Eferes Osecha, that you're allowed to violate this halacha if it's impossible to keep this halacha of Tashem B'Ksav and Tashem Apez being separate from one another. So Tosfos claims that Rav Yosef, who was blind, if you're not going to let him say Pesukim B'Apeh, he's never going to be able to learn Chumash. So obviously the halacha doesn't apply to him. So Eislas of Tashem would be not for Rav Yosef to read the Pesukim itself. So Imkain, why was Rav Yosef the expert on Targum? So says Tosfos, because he was a big time chacham. He spent time learning Targum, the Kashal and Maisa. He liked learning Targum. He liked Aramaic. So he became an expert in Targum. But it wasn't for any, wasn't because of his problem. It wasn't because he was blind that forced him up the halacha to learn Targum. Anyone could have learned Targum as well. So it's interesting here also that the Mokka that Tosfos quotes from Megillah, it's also Rav Yosef praising the Targum. Rav Yosef saying, if the Targum's great, it's Ilmali, Targum with Ikra, Layadana Maika Oma. So at the end of the day, Tosfos says that, they don't think that the other translation, just the Stam, the French translation, the Yiddish translation, the English translation, Tosfos doesn't think that that's a substitute for the Targum. So Al-Kain just tells us, Ein Loma B'Shum Loshan Tam, Shlish Eskim B'Loshan Targum, that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah properly is Shnai Mikra V'Yechet Targum, is Shnai Mikra, literally, the Pesukim Chumash in the Hebrew text, and then the Loshan Targum, which is the Aramaic text. So other Rishonim quote this.
The Targum will never be a God. The authority is not there, but the Unkarus.
Right, right. I mean, I'm not sure what it's also saying that every pasuk is like that, because the Gemara just says, Ilmale Targum, the high chroma is out of my karma. The other doesn't say every pasuk needs the Targum. It's just that since some sukkah need the Targum, you can't, you don't know which yes and which no, so you can't just say I'm going to learn English translation and throughout the Targum, because you're going to be losing those authentic interpretations. I'm not sure what the Tosfos meant to say every single pasuk is such. I don't know.
But if we end up that it needs Shnai Mikra and Targum, and a Targum to the Targum.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that problem, as man as that. So other Rishonim quote that the Ikaron, Tosfos agrees to the Yesh Mefarshim. That means, in theory, if you can dig up some kind of a translation that is not just a translation, but that's a commentary also that really explains the difficulty in the Sukkim, so then in the Chenapi, Tosfos is not opposed to other possible, quote-unquote, substitutes for Targum. Tosfos just felt that just a simple translation doesn't do the trick. That's what other Rishonim write. Let's say you have a commentary, a Perush, that really, really explains the words itself, that really gives more than just a translation, but gives Mamish an interpretation, the official Mesorah interpretation based on the Mari Chazal, then in Echinami, that would also substitute for the Targum. So it's based on this, that many Rishonim write, that Perush Rashi has been accepted to be in place of Targum. That means even though Tosfos is opposed to translations, but Liyatsi would have a real Perush that incorporates the Perushim of Chazal, like Rashi does, he quotes Gemara, he quotes Midrashim, he quotes the Mari Chazal, so that would substitute for the Targum. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as Yesh Omer that Yishadav could do the Targum, the old style Aramaic way, and some say that Rashi is good enough, and the Shulchan Aruch concludes by saying, Yirei Shemayim, Yetzi Yedei Shneim, that someone who's real Yirei Shemayim, not Yirei Shemayim, so that's a lot of time, so we should do the Targum as well as Perush Rashi. So again, there are different customs today. There are some who just do Shnai Mikra and Targum, the Unkelos, and forget the Rashi. Others just do the Rashi and forget the Unkelos. Some try to be to the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know, the tradition that I have is that Lamaise, if you don't really understand the Targum and you're just using the Targum, you know, you then need a Targum for the Targum. So the point of Shnai Mikra V'Yechet Targum is not to teach you Aramaic. The point is that the Aramaic should teach you the Hebrew. So if it comes out, how do Yeshiva Bachar know Aramaic? So either by learning Gemara or by learning Targum. That wasn't the point of this mitzvah. So I don't know, Lefini is like, those who want to just do Rashi and not do the Targum, I think that's probably, if you don't have enough time for both, so then probably the better of the two, I think, would be Rashi, probably more meaningful bizman. Is that?
Rashi didn't cover everything.
Right, the Poskim says those Pesukim that Rashi doesn't quote, so why don't you say the Poskim over a third time and as a substitute for the Rashi that's out there. The Gemara uses a phrase that one is supposed to be mavir sedra, one is supposed to be mashtim pashiosav im hatzibor. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean im hatzibor? So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos had a whole discussion going on to the Chas of the Beis as to what exactly does that mean. I mean, let's say at the beginning of the year, so a person will get up and say, I got a lot of free time now, so I'll be mavasedah for the whole year. The Gemara says, no, that's not appropriate. You're supposed to keep up to the tzibur. So what does it mean keeping up to the tzibur in terms of the earliest time? So the poskim say that once the tzibur starts to lay next week's parsha, then you're allowed to start to be mavasedra. So obviously you start to lay next week's parsha by the mincha, Shabbos mincha. So once the tzibur lay Shabbos mincha, then you can already start to be mavasedra. When is considered to be the selbzman? When is the end? When is the latest time to be mavasedra? That's still considered to be imat tzibur. So the Shachar quotes the machlekes of Yishanim about this. So the mechaber in the third in the Ramakamos, in Arachayim and Simon Reish Behesif Dalid. So mitzvah min amufcha shiashli mosa kaidim shiyachol b'shabbos. That the proper thing to do is that a person should really finish being mavasedra before he sits down to suit the Shabbos. So from the Shulchan Aruch itself, you can't tell what does he mean, which meal exactly the Shabbos is he talking about. If he's talking about the night meal, the day meal. Then from the Mishnah Berurah, you get the impression that he's talking about the day meal. That's what I think a lot of people assume that way. So that's mechadchila. Mitzvah min amufcha, you should finish up before you sit down to have lunch. I guess, till you eat lunch, that's still considered to be part of Shacharis. Muslim, that's still part of the davening of the Shabbos. Lunch already is not lunch. It's going to go into the afternoon. That's already beginning of next week's Kriyas Torah. So Lechatchila, why don't you try to finish it until, why don't you try to finish it, Kodim Sheyoichel. So I remember somebody once told me a story that apparently there was one of the Bacharim in the army who came time to eat on Shabbos lunch, and he told his commander that he hasn't finished being Mavisadri yet. So the officer said to him, he said, tough luck, lunch is now, and that's it. So if you don't eat now, you're not going to get lunch later. So apparently what this bacha said is, I don't know whether it's true, I don't know if you can verify it, he said that apparently somewhere in the rule books of the IDF, in the Tzal, it's supposed to say somewhere that any law in the Shulchan Aruch is technically binding. That means any soldier who claims that he wants to follow something that says in Shulchan Aruch, and of the Shabbos, and Kash, whatever it is, so the army has to make do for him. So this particular bacher whipped out of Mishnah Berurah and he says, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the mitzvah min amufcha yishayashim masakarim shaykh b'shabbos. So I insist, I have the right to, I'm going to the court martial you if you don't follow the rules. The rules say that you have to let me mavis etc. I don't know whether that's a, you know, apocryphal story or it's a true story, but it's an interesting story nevertheless. Yeah, that's a clear. Yeah. But it is true, a real true story that I did have, which I talk a witness with my own eyes. I went many years ago when I was living in Camp Yavnus, I went to visit some of my friends who were in the army. So we spent the Shabbos together with them in their army base. So Kach Hava, that even though they were mamish wiped out, after spending the whole week running around. So it came Friday night, right after the meal, so a whole group of them went to the Beis Medrash and talked with me, Mav, etc. So remember, it was a tremendous mechayev. That here sometimes, you know, we tend to fall asleep. We have to do meal Friday night. You know, it's hard to keep our eyes open. Here, the Bachar who hadn't slept the whole Thursday night, they have Mishmaros the whole Thursday night. It's not for learning. So, Afa Bichain, the Bachar went to the Beis Medrash and gave it a shot to be Mav, etc. So that was Taka tremendous chizuk. So, but the first story happened, not a kid's time, but the second story, Taka did happen. So anyway, give back to the story. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Lechachim is supposed to be Mav, etc. Kaim Sheikh of the Shabbos. Vimla Hishtum Kaidim Achiva. Let's say a person didn't finish being Mav, etc. before he finishes his meal. So Yashlim Achra Achila Ara Mincha. So you should really try to finish it before Mincha time, because otherwise, once we said before that Mincha time is ready at the beginning of next week's parish, you're ready to take out the Sefer Torah and lay for next week, so then it's hard to call this Imat Tzibur. So according to the first day of Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that that's really the Ikuva, that the only way to perform this mitzvah properly, the Olam Yashlim Adar Parashas Imat Tzibur, means you have to finish your Mavis Edra before the Tzibur begins the next Kriyas HaTorah. So if you don't finish by Mincha time, so then you blew it. That's what the first day in Shulchan Aruch seems to be. So the Yeshom, and the other day is in Shulchan Aruch, second day in the Yishayim says no. Ad Revi B'Shabbos, that a person can still technically perform the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'Echatagam until Wednesday. Hi, where did that come from? So that's the Gemara at the end of Pesachim. We spoke about this in earlier Shurim this year in the Sugyas of Havdalah. But the Gemara says that the week is broken up into two parts. But the first half of the week, the first 3 days are considered to be part of the previous Shabbos, and the next 3 days are considered to be part of the following Shabbos. My nafkamina, so the Gemara has two nafkaminas ladina. So one nafkamina is in terms of tana'im, not in terms of getting married, tana'im, in terms of conditions, in terms of a get, the Gemara says, if a person makes a tana'im a get, that the get should only be chal if such and such happens before Shabbos. So what's called before Shabbos? So the Gemara says, from Tuesday night till Friday, that's called before Shabbos. If you make a tana'im, I'm only giving you a get if you do such and such after Shabbos. So it's still called after Shabbos. If you do it Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, till Shkia, that's still considered to be after Shabbos. So Balashim ben Ayodim, Balashim Tanoim, so we follow this idea that the week is broken up between Lifnei Shabbos and Achar Shabbos. So So the Gemara extrapolates from there the Hilchos Havdalah. The Gemara says that if a person nissed Havdalah on Shabbos, so you could still be mavd, you could still recite Havdalah, calls mavd that it's called after Shabbos, and until Tuesday evening, it's still called after Shabbos. So it's interesting, parenthetically, that the Gemara never speaks about when the Sov's mavd for Havdalah for Motzei Yontif, because Motzei Shabbos, I understand that it's not only Motzei Shabbos, Sunday is still called Motzei Shabbos, and Monday is still called Motzei Shabbos, and Tuesday is still called Motzei Shabbos, but Motzei Yontif, there's no Shia. Motzei Yontif, if the week is not broken up, there is no week to speak of. So when exactly is the Sov's mavd for Havdalah Motzei Yontif? So many posts can say maybe it's only that night itself. A person, missed Havdalah Motzei Yontif, so tough luck, you can't make Havdalah the next day. That's a shaila in posts. Maybe you have the next day at least to make it up. And some say you don't even have the next day, only that night itself. So that was the latest of Sofik that my son Yaakov asked me to shaila on Shavuos. But I insisted that it was already after 2 days of Shavuos, each night they were up till all hours of the night. So by Motzei Yontif, their rule was they all had to go to their school the next day, so they had to go to sleep early. So I put them all to bed by 7 o'clock. Yeah, we tried to put them all to bed by 7 o'clock. So he said to me, what's going to happen? How am I going to make Havdalah? Yeah, always a good excuse to somehow, when he's up and it's Havdalah time, the winter time at 5 o'clock, he's nowhere to be found. But when it's in the means of summertime, it's stay up till 11 o'clock, so then he's around. So he said, when am I going to hear Havdalah? So I was about to say, you make Havdalah tomorrow morning, because sometimes I do that with him on Motzei Shabbos when it's very, very late. So sometimes I hold off till to make Havdalah Sunday morning. So he was already, before I said that, he was already mechaving with the question. He said, wait a second, when am I allowed to say Havdalah till? So he had a lomba shashayla because Shavuos was Wednesday and Thursday. So he said to me, okay, I'm allowed 3 days. That was the assumption. But the second day is already Shabbos. So can I make Havdalah when the Shabbos already passes? That's already a very fancy lomba shashayla. So he wasn't mechaving exactly to Rabbi Kivega's suffix, but he was mechaving to part of Rabbi Kivega's suffix. So I said to him, we'll figure out the eighth. I forgot what the eighth was exactly. I think he fell asleep, and that was the end of Havdalah for him. But in theory, that was an interesting shaila. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes here the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch in the sugya of Shnai Mikra, Pharaoh, Zakimar, and Psachim also. The Gemara in Barachas, when it talks about when the Sov's man of Shnai Mikra is, the Gemara doesn't say anything about Motzei Shabbos, about Wednesday, next week. The Gemara just says, in Matzibur. So some Rishonim say, well, it's still considered to be Matzibur, because since it's not, Shabbos is not totally over yet, just as you could still make Havdalah, so you could still kvetch, you could still say that it's, it's still considered to be Imat Tibor for the purposes of Shnai Mikra V'Yechetagim. Because it's very difficult to understand the second opinion, because even though it's considered to be like quasi Matzei Shabbos, but the Din of Shnai Mikra V'Yechetagim means, Yolam Yashlim Adam Pashios of Imat Tibor. So if you take Imat Tibor to mean that Kol Zman that the Tibor is still laid in that Pasha, Lamaise did not lay in the parsha anymore on Tuesday afternoon, so that's very nice that it's still called Mitzvah Shabbos, Hilchos Havdalah, but what does it have to do with Shnai Mikra? Shnai Mikra is not a din in Shabbos per se, Shnai Mikra is a din of Yolam Yashlim Adam Parsha Yosef Matibur. The Tibur is over already, they're already laying Shlach, they're not laying Valoscha anymore. It's already Monday morning, they're already right to laying Shlach, so what are you telling me a story? You could still be Mashlim Parsha's Valoscha. So the middle sheet of Shulchan Aruch is a little bit difficult to understand. But the third sheet is much easier to understand. V'yesh omim ad shmini atzeres. The third day, Shulchan Aruch says that no, that imat tzibur doesn't mean each and every week. Imat tzibur means the entire cycle, the entire Kriyas HaTorah. So there's a fundamental machlokes here that we showed him these 3 days in Shulchan Aruch. How do you define parshiyos of imat tzibur? So according to the first two interpretations, it's a weekly obligation. If you don't make it that week, then you blew it. It's over. Avi yom batul kavan. You can't make it up anymore. That's it. So each week is a separate mitzvah if they ask, but it's a separate chiyuv v'yolam yashlim adam parshiyos mitzibur. And the whole machlokes, the 2 days is, you have to do it at least before they start leading by mincha, or can you somehow kvetch it and schlep it out until Tuesday night also. But the third day in Shulchan Aruch is a fundamentally different understanding of imatzibur. Imatzibur means that it's one big mitzvah, that the mitzvah is from year to year. And when does that mitzvah end? The mitzvah ends on Shmini Atzeres. So the Ramah just points out, the Ha'inu b'simchas Torah, Sha'az Mashlim Matzibur. The Shulchan Aruch was using a lashon Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, that's when they lay also bracha in Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. So you have a 7 day yontif. So we only get the mezuzah bracha in Simchas Torah. So the Rama says, so therefore you can be mashlim parshi Yosef until Simchas Torah, according to the last opinion. So lechatchila, obviously, one is not supposed to rewind this. Lechatchila is supposed to do it like the more correct thing, like the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. You should try to finish the parsha before Kol Machila Mato, or at least before Mincha time. B'di'evet, till Tuesday night, and b'di'evet, Shasim Chat. At least until Shmini Atzeres or Chutz La'aretz until Simchas Torah. There is a question that the Mishnah Berurah raises in terms of when is the correct time to be Marvah Sedra four pashas of the Zos HaBracha. So the Zos HaBracha is a funny pasha because it doesn't have a Shabbos to it. It's only laying on the Yom Tov Simchas Torah. So when exactly is considered to be the Zman? So the pasha pshat is that the Zman for the Zos HaBracha is the first time that Tzibur starts to lay in the Zos HaBracha. So that means, depending on how the days of Sukkot and Yom Kippur, everything falls out. So it's going to be a couple of days before Simchas Torah with the first Shabbos before. So they're already going to start the first Shabbos after the Pasha Sanzidu. They're already going to start the Leim Vezos HaBracha. So the Pasha Sadvarim is once the Tzibah starts the Leim Vezos HaBracha, you'll already start the Mavet Sedra for Vezos HaBracha. That's the Pasha Pshah. So the Mishnah Berurah has a steer about this. In one place in Ilchus, in the Siman of Sifchas Torah, he writes one way, and the Siman of Shlaim Michli writes another way. That in one place he assumes that way, that as soon as it's already Higiyah's Man of Leim Vezos HaBracha, he can Leim Vezos HaBracha. So therefore you can lay already on Hashad Arab, you can lay in Cholomoy Tzukish, you can lay, you're standing in line in the amusement park in Cholomoy, you want to be Mavised, you can do whatever you want. But in another place, the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that no, that the Zman of Vezos HaBracha only begins on Simchas Torah itself. That means Simchas Torah is different, Vezos HaBracha is different from all other parashas. All other parashas, which are Shabbos declaring, so that's somehow starts from the Mincha before. Vezos HaBracha is its own league, and there's only one Zman Mesuyam for being Mavised of Vezos HaBracha, and that's on the night of Simchas Torah itself. It's hard to understand why that should be so, but the Mishnah Berurah in one place does write that way, even though in another place it seems to not to say that way. But Akol Pani, putting aside that issue, just in terms of the rest of the Torah, so B'Shaz HaChak, B'Shaz HaChak, those were stuck, so can finish being Mavis Sedra until Simchas Torah. How is one supposed to fulfill this mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra? So the fourth Imam covers, so the Mishnah Berurah and Arachayim and Reish Pehesh, but in Dave, so the Mishnah Berurah points out the following Shaila Shnayim Mikra, that when the Halacha is, you have to read two times the Mikra, of Alo Yikra Echad Mikra V'Echad Targum, Yechavim L'Shmoa Me'ashalich Tzibur, Ela Tzarech Mikra's Beis Pala Mikra, Chutzi Ma'ashashomu Me'ashalich Tzibur, Imlo Shekar Ad Gamke B'Siv. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says that let's say a person doesn't want to do Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, they want to do one Mikra and one Targum, they don't have time for two times, so they'll hear the second time when they hear Kriyas HaTorah, so let the listening of the Kriyas HaTorah count as the second Mikra. So the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't think that that's correct. That's Kriyas HaTorah. That's not Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. So he says the only way that you could be Yotzei both is only if you read along with the Baal Kareh. And say read along, but then you might say the words. Not to scream the words and mess up everybody else's Kavanah, but if you stay silently, you mouth the words, you articulate the words as the Baal Kareh is reading, so then you're doubling. So you're being Yotzei with the Kriyas HaTorah, and you're also being Yotzei Adin, Oh Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. So you're the Baal Kareh himself, so you're the Baal Kareh himself. So then the Kriyas HaTorah itself would be able to double as one of your mikras. That's the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion. But the Ayin Magen Avram, but he quotes that the Magen Avram disagrees, Shekosa B'Shem Lechem Chamudas, to be Diyavid Yaitzei Pa'amecha B'ma Shashomim Meheshalech Tzibur, Yesh Echron Shemachmin Afilu Diyavid. The Magen Avram says that Diyavid it would work even to hear what from the Baal Kareh, even if you're not actually mouthing the words. And other Achronim question whether that's true even B'Diyavid. So again, those who want to be yaitz for the choladeos, so one should either mamish do a shnayim mikra by themselves, totally separate from the kriyas hadara proper, or if one wants to at least hop around one of the mikras of the kriyas hadara, then one should be careful to actually say the words along with the baal kareh. One should only be doing that part of the psukim which the baal kareh is reading. I mean, let's say the baal kareh is reading something, and I want to go be doing, I'm going to do my shnayim mikra the rest of the parasha at that time. That's not appropriate. Same way it's not appropriate ever to be learning anything during Kriyas HaTorah. The din is that a person's supposed to be listening to Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachas has a whole discussion about is it sometimes mutar for to be learning during Kriyas HaTorah. So the question is maybe the person heard Kriyas HaTorah already, maybe being Gavra Gavra. There are different sheets that have shown what exactly you're permitted to do. In the normal circumstances, we assume that one is supposed to be listening to Kriyas HaTorah. That's the basic rule. One is not permitted to talk during Kriyas HaTorah about anything whatsoever during the Kriya itself. Ben Gavla Gavra is a machlokes haposkim. There are some posts who will make though that one is permitted to speak Ben Gavla Gavra if it's for the purposes of Limud HaTorah. If it's not, just Tam Sichas Chulin, so one is not permitted to talk Ben Gavla Gavra. So that's the shad in the posts. So B'Shas Mechak, the posts will make that if it's a Torah of Limud HaTorah or something, so then B'Shas Mechak Godel, one would be permitted to talk Ben Gavla Gavra. But during the Kriya itself, so we assume Halacha, one is not permitted to talk even for the purposes of Limud HaTorah.
You're not being
Yotze. That's a question. Even by Megillah, is that 100% true? That the reason the Bokim say by Megillah is that you're not really listening to the Bokim, you're really listening to yourself. So let's say you're not really listening to yourself. You might say, I haven't paying attention to the Bakari. So why should you not be attending? The general question, how much is Kriyas HaTorah really a Chi of Gomer on the Yochid? It's a further question. So again, the Chatchino, the best way to be, I would say, is either totally separate and distinct from Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah L'chud or Shnei Mikra L'chud, or if you want to combine the two, so then at least one should either be the Bakari, or one should actually say the words that the Bakari is up to. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, how L'maisa is the correct way to perform this mitzvah. But in that Kriya, Yesh Deos Mezeh Ben Acharonim, there's Mechorges Acharonim, what is the proper way to fulfill Shnei Mikra? So Yesh Omer, there are some who say, Sheikra Kol Posuk Beis Pa'amim, Ketagim Allah. There are some who say that you should do Posuk by Posuk. So you read the pasuk twice in the chumash, and then you read the targum, like those books, the Shnei Mikra Becha targum books. No, I don't know why somebody needs the Shnei Mikra. I don't know what's wrong with just looking at the chumash and the targum, but somebody wanted to make some money off a Shnei Mikra Becha targum book. So Mugan Avram, Bishari Shuv, Mitzadim Gedei Rishona. So I'm sorry, I skipped the line. So the first opinion is that you should read two psukim of Mikra and then the targum. Yesh Omrim Sheikra Kol Parsha Beis Amim Dechakech Targum. So others say that you should read the entire parsha, not the entire parsha of the parsha Shavua, rather you should read the high neshiva kol parsha psuchos tuma beis b'amim. So you get to a pay or a samah, yes, well, end of a unit, you should read those 10-20 psukim, then you read those psukim again, and then you read the targum or the rashis, whatever the case may be, chakha targum. So two different opinions in the poskim, what the more correct way of being Mavis Sedra is. Is it posik by posik, or is it unit by unit? The Magen Avraham, the Shari Tshuva, Mitzadim, Kedei Rishona, and the Magen Avraham, and the Shari Tshuva assume the first way, from the Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, Isa Shagrua, Nov, Loma, Targum, Acho, Parsha, Psucho, Stuma, Alacha, Mokam, Shinira, Yoser, Hefsek, Inyan. So it's quoted over in the Ma'aseh Rav. The Ma'aseh Rav is all the different Nihugim of the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon used to have the practice of following the other opinion, that he would learn an entire psucho, an entire stuma, or let's say it wasn't a psucho stuma, but it was some other area where it would appear to be a good place to break. Like there are some parshas that are, parshas Vayetze, it's very, very long. There's no break in the middle. So you have a few parshas like that. So it looked like the end of a story, the end of a topic. So he would stop there and then read those psuchim twice, and then he would be a chazer over, say, over the rashi or the taga, whatever the grower was using. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very hard to be mechuria, which is correct. The Ovid Kamar of it, the Ovid Kamar of it. Well, nice, so whatever a person wants to do, it's okay. You want to do the Magen Avraham's version, possibly by possibly, you want to do the Gros version, The later folks can say, let that person's stuck. I know this happens sometimes. You find yourself in a situation where you have a lot of time, and let's say, for argument's sake, you happen to have a Tanakh with you, you don't have a Rashi, you don't have a Targum. So you got 20 minutes to knock off the whole Parsha twice. You don't have the Rashi's with you. So, no, you can do that also. Sometimes you have a situation where, sometimes, let's say, a person's traveling in an area, they're trying to train or something, where you don't want to read the psukim, Balfei. You don't want people to look at you. Sometimes there are other problems. Sometimes people aren't dressed appropriately, where there are shilas being motzi the words, mitziv. So the Shnai Mikra, L'chari, should say the words of the Chumash, where the Tariq, the Rashi, but somebody not Mechumash to articulate the words. So you can just read the words. So sometimes you have a situation where you got a lot of free time and you don't want to read the psukim, you just want to read the targum, the mustava, whatever works to life, if he was going to work. The evidence, it's hard to say you're not yotze, the Gemara doesn't say any of these kolam. The Gemara just says, make sure by the end of the week, you finish nine mikra mecha targum. So lechatchila, in the normal circumstances, you follow the Magen Avraham and the Gro, whichever way works better for you. But in terms of lemaisa, the shas achak, whichever way, if at the end of the day, by the time Shabbos rolls around, you finish nine mikra and you finish targum, in one shape or form or another, so mustama, that's going to be acceptable. You know, very often when you have a lot of chasanas this time of year, you can have someone, you have one chasan after another, so it's a good time if you're at the chuppah, you can usually get a lot of shnei mikra done. So you don't want to start to read the tzukim, you know, some people like, when the Baba says, they like to say it loudly. It's not very appropriate when everyone's supposed to be quiet, supposed to be screaming out the rashis. That's a good time to chat around a lot of rashis. So if you get a lot of chasanas, so you get a lot of rashis at that point, and then you kind of get a couple of tzukim in another place. So, no, as long as at the end of the day you end up with the shnei mikra mecha targum, so it's okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Mishu Boki B'tam of Inakudas, Al Peh Tovah Hada Likros to save a Torah Gufa. Wow, a person's a crackerjack about courage, so they could be, Mava said, in the Sefer Torah itself, not toy. You could do that, but I think most people in Zayich have to do that all the time. The Shulchan Aruch in the fifth Rambam comes close an interesting din in Simin Resh Behes Evolv. Malamdi Tinoikis Ein Tzarech Lachzov Likros HaParashim B'Shabbat. If you're a Rebbe, if you're you're Muhammad tonight, then you don't have to be Maver Sedra. My high, what do you mean? The special freebie guys in Chinuch doesn't have to be Maver Sedra. So the Mishabur explains, no, what it means is like this, that in the olden days, they used to teach Chumash to the kids, the Pashas HaShavua. Now we do a watered-down version of that. I mean, the kids are learning, the kids are learning Sefer Breishis. So now they're in the Pashas HaYishlach. So when it comes, Pashas Shlach, so the Rebbe teaches them a little bit about the story of the Meraglim, and sure, and we move on. So every week they teach a little bit of the Pasha. But in those days, so that was the Chumash. So every day, Sunday morning, so they learned 20 Pesukim of Pashas Shlach, and then Monday morning, the next 20 Pesukim, and every week. So by the end of the year, they finished the Chamish Chumash Torah, and then they started over again. So if you have such a setup when you're Malamdi Tinotos, so then it's understood that the Malamdi Tinotos is going to be Ma'aver Sedra every week. So you don't have Hindi Mukharam Zuman as a separate and distinct Ma'aver Sedra of Lamaisa. If every week the Rebbe staying over, the Rebbe usually says over the Sukkim more than twice. So the Rebbe says the Pasuk, he says the Pasuk, he says the Targum, he says the Pasuk, he says the Rashi. So the Melee is going to be, I say, Shnai Mechaviyaka Targum. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That doesn't apply to Man HaZeh. Let's see. The Lamdi Tanai, because it's only your Chumash Rebbe. If you teach a Mishnah Yisra Bachim, you're either the Gemara Rebbe, you're the Halacha Rebbe. So of course that doesn't make any sense. If you have that unique type of a setup, and I think there's still some, maybe some Chassidish Shechadar, but still do it that way. They still learn the Parsha of the week. I don't know. But for most of our schools, it's not relevant too much. So the Malam Tanakis would be Chayav in the Shnai Mikra. There is one opinion in Rishonim that would be a tremendous kula in Shnai Mikra. So there's one of the Rishonim, I think they quote from the Ravad, if I'm not mistaken, one of the Balei Taisis that says that Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum was only instituted for people who aren't going to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Remember, the guy's out in the farm somewhere. He doesn't come to the shul and Shabbos. He can't walk to shul and Shabbos. So you want him to have some shaykhs to Kriyas HaTorah. So the Chacham instituted Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum. A guy comes to shul every Shabbos. I'm hearing Kriyas HaTorah. What do I need Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum for? That's quite a sheet, but that's not the accepted halach. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass it. It's not even quoted as the Yeshem in Shulchan Aruch. So one should rely on it. It's said over that in Europe, so some of the Bachram and Yeshiva Bachram in Europe used to rely on that. The guys were sitting and learning 18 hours a day. So they were learning Bav Mitzvah all day. They didn't want to take out time to learn Chumash and Rashi. So they say we rely on the Shita Taravan, but that's the Yotzim in Akla. The normal protocol in halacha is to assume that the Din of Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum applies for us as well. If it only applies, the Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum only applies to the Pashas of Shabbos. That's what most of the Rishonim write, that it doesn't apply to say the Pashas of Yom Tov. So the din is that it's not pshat that you have to be Ma'aver Sedra, what they're going to lay in that particular Shabbos. Let's say you have a Shabbos that coincides with Yom Tov, so you get a freebie, so you don't have to be Ma'aver Sedra that week. So other Rishonim disagree, other Rishonim say no. Whatever they're going to lay in that week, so you have to be Ma'aver Sedra. You were Ma'aver Pashas of Bo when it was Pashas Bo time, it doesn't matter. If this week is Pashas Bo, lady, because it's the first day of Pesach, you have to lay it also. Or even in Yom Tov Shechaliyah and Yom Chol, you have to be Ma'aver Sedra. So those who show them seem to understand that Shnai Mikra is more of a hachana for Kriyas HaTorah. That means the idea is whatever you're going to lay in that week, so you have to prepare before and you have to be all ready. It could be that made a lot of sense in the olden days when the person who got the Aliyah would be the Bakari. So then, yeah, if you're not Ma'aver Sedra beforehand, then you're not going to know how to get up and lay. So that idea in Rishonim, who say that Ma'aver Sedra applies even to Pashas and Yom Tov, that seems to connect Ma'aver Sedra more to Kriyas HaTorah. The Ravan connects it to Kriyas HaTorah to such an extent that it says that if you hear Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to be Ma'aver Sedra. Whereas these Rishonim connect it to Kriyas HaTorah in the sense of that it's more of a Hachana for Kriyas HaTorah. It could be that Lahalacha, we accept neither of them. We don't accept the Ravan's Chiddush, and we don't accept these Rishonim's Chiddush. That meaning is that everyone's Ma'aver Sedra, whether you come to Shul or not, and most people are not Ma'aver Sedra for Yom Tov, because we assume just because they're going to lay the Yom Tov Parsha, so that's not my problem. I already lay Parsha's bow. If I get an Aliyah, so I'll get an Aliyah. If there's no Bakari, so either I'll fake it, I won't fake it, but I know there's no Chiyuv Gomer and everybody to prepare beforehand. Apparently, and I don't know if it's still true in all the Tehrani communities, but apparently the minhag used to be, I remember someone who was an old Tehrani who grew up in Yemen itself, so he told me that when he was a little boy, so the minhag was that if davening and Shabbos started at 7 o'clock, so everyone had to come to shul at 5 o'clock in the morning to be Ma'aver Sedra together. They would all chant together, they'd all be Ma'aver Sedra. Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum, and then they would start davening, and then in Echanami, then they would lay like the old days, and whoever got the Aliyah would lay in that particular Pasha. So that's a whole different take on Shnai Mikra. That's Ma'amash HaChor for Kriyas HaTorah. So our minig is not that way. We assume that Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum isn't so much HaChor for Kriyas HaTorah. It's more of a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So a component of this basic mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum, so the Gemara is very vague about it. The Gemara is only one half a line of brachas about Liolam Yashli Mad Pasha also Imat Sibor. So it's unclear what Imat Sibor means exactly. Does that mean every week? Does it mean once a year? Does it mean you finish by Wednesday, by Sunday, by Shabbos? Different opinions in the Rishon, different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Then you have different questions as to what exactly constitutes a Targum. Then you have different questions in the later Echorinim, how exactly you do this properly? What's the say that Dvarim? And the general question that we concluded with is who exactly is Chayav, depending on what the relationship between Shnai Mikra and the Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah itself. Stop here. I think next week is the dinner, right? Can we have the dinner? Yes, so next Wednesday night is can we have the dinner. So